We have some wonderful holiday books at the library. If you go into the children's room, you'll see two baskets with red tablecloths and a sign that says, check out some holiday books today. So some of these books I'm talking about will be there. Some of them might already be checked out by the time you get there, but just do the best you can. This first one is The Trees of the Dancing Goats, and it's a beautiful story by Patricia Polacco. She writes stories a lot about her own growing up, and she was in a Jewish family growing up in the Midwest, and many of the neighbors that winter got scarlet fever. And so she went over to her best friend's house not knowing that her best friend also had gotten scarlet fever and came home and told her mom. And of course, they were scared that Patricia would get it, but she didn't. But then she started to think about how her friend was worried Santa might not even come that year because her dad hadn't been able to go out and chop down a Christmas tree, and she didn't know if there were going to be any presents. And so Patricia's family was celebrating Hanukkah, and they had been making the candles for the menorah, and her grandpa had made these little ornaments that the children could play with. And when they thought about how their neighbors didn't have anything and would be so sad this year, they decided to make up some food baskets, and her grandma tucked in a candle to each basket to bring them light. And the children, Patricia and her brother, decided that they would send their little wooden animals their grandpa had carved that were to be their Hanukkah gifts and hang them on trees that they chopped down. And the grandma, who was from Russia, said, only in America do trees grow right in the middle of the house. But they decorated these little trees and took them to the neighbors with the food baskets. And the neighbors remembered them for many years after, saying that was the year that Santa really did come. So that's Patricia Polacco's The Trees of the Dancing Goats. Another one of my favorites is The Best Christmas Pageant Ever by Barbara Robinson. If you have not yet read this one, you have a treat waiting for you. It's a story about these terrible kids, the Herdmans. They're the worst kids in town. And somehow they get word that there's food at church. And so they come to check out church. And turns out there's not really as much food as they thought, but they do have auditions for the Christmas show, and so the Herdmans take over, and they become all the main parts. The girl becomes Mary, and her brothers all get in there as the wise men, and when the good kids, who had been at church all along, see this, they're shocked and horrified, but in the end, it turns out that the Herdmans are the ones who really get what it's all about, because they hadn't heard the Christmas story before. And when they find out things like, what? Jesus had to be born in a stable? That's nothing but a barn. They're the ones who bring the real meaning of the Christmas story to life. So that's The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. And that's a good one for read aloud. It's one that you could probably read aloud to second graders, third graders, fourth grade, and I'd say all the way up, kids of all ages would enjoy hearing the story. A story for the youngest is Spot's First Christmas by Eric Hill. It's a lift the flap. I love lift the flap. And there are lots of surprises. Spot has a hard time waiting for Christmas, but he does the best he can, and eventually it arrives along with a little something in his stocking. You have to read to find out what's in his stocking. Another fun one, Jack Keats illustrated The 12 Days of Christmas. There are a lot of versions, and the library has many of The 12 Days of Christmas. But in this version, Jack Keats' pictures show what really happened, because it's not just that the true love got one partridge in a pear tree. She got one every day. And starting the second day, she also got two turtle doves every day. And it's present giving out of control. And the girl ends up running away. And it's a fun one to read and sing. The next story I want to talk about is The Donkey's Christmas Song. I read this for the first time today. And it's a wonderful one for the youngest, I would say, from birth up to 4 or 5 years old. Children will enjoy it because it has the animals gathering around in the barn. It's The Donkey's Christmas Song by Nancy Taffery, and the donkey is worried about sharing his Christmas song with the baby in the stable because he thinks his Christmas song would be too loud. And the other animals share. The sheep shares his baa, and the little chicks share their cheep cheep, and the little mouse squeaks. But finally, the donkey works up his courage, and he brays his loudest hee-haw, hee-haw, and the baby laughs. And the donkey snuggles close and keeps the baby warm all night long. So that's the donkey's Christmas song. This is a brand new one that we just got. Fancy Nancy Splendiferous Christmas. Fancy Nancy has several books. This one is all about how she gets ready for Christmas by decorating everything as fancy as she can. And she says, one thing everyone needs to remember is that there's no such thing as too much tinsel. And she also says, when shopping for a tree, I think bigger is always better. But Dad says we must compromise. That means we end up with the tree my mom wants. So she goes about getting everything ready and putting her best angel on the top of the tree. Ooh la la, she says, everything it says on the box is true. It spins, it flashes on and off and changes color. But wouldn't you know, the tree falls down and the tree topper smashes to pieces. Nancy says, I am devastated, which is upset only a zillion times worse. Just then Grandpa arrives. I tell him what happens. When life gives you cracked eggs, make eggnog, he says. What does that mean? I ask. It means you improvise. That's a fancy word for using whatever's around to make something. So they do improvise, and they have a wonderful tree. And she says, only one word describes how magnificent, joyous, and sparkly Christmas morning is. Splendiferous. So that's Fancy Nancy's Splendiferous Christmas, written by Jane O'Connor. I also love Tommy DiPaolo's Friendly Beasts. That's a beautiful story that you can sing along with if you know the song, or just read the words, and it's good for very young children up to, I'd say, early elementary. And Dream Snow by Eric Carle. That's a story about a farmer who looks a lot like Eric Carle, who, when he puts on his red coat, looks a lot like Santa Claus, and he brings gifts to all of his animals, which he almost forgot to do. He says, I almost forgot. And at the end, there's a little song that makes the, when you open the page, there's a song, and the tree is all decorated for Christmas. The last story I want to share is One Winter's Day, by M. Christina Butler, illustrated by Tina McNaughton, and it's about a little hedgehog out in a cold storm. He is rushing to Badger's house because Hedgehog's home has been blown away. He has nothing but his mittens, scarf, and hat, and as he hurries through the woods trying to get to Badger's, he meets other little animals who have lost their homes, who are cold. And when he sees the little mice shivering, he gives them his hat to keep them warm. And when he sees poor Otter, whose paws are freezing, he gives Otter the mittens. And then when he comes across a mother deer with her fawn, he sees how cold the little fawn is, and so he gives away his scarf. And then he rolls into a little snowball, and as a prickly snowball, he rolls right into Badger's house. He stays with Badger until he warms up a bit, and then the next day they go out. And Hedgehog is worried, how are they going to rebuild the nest when all of the twigs have been blown away and there's nothing left? But Badger says, I'll help you. We're nearly there. And when they arrive, surprise! All the animals have built the coziest nest that he has ever seen for the kindest hedgehog in the world. It has the little hat on top. It has the mittens out in front. The scarf is decorating the inside. And it ends with a person feeling good about the world and friends. So that's One Winter's Day, M. Christina Butler.